Great day, amazing humans. Yes. And welcome to Thriving Thursdays on the Own Your Thrive podcast. Are you ready to be inspired by chewable size episodes? Well, I think you are. So let the show begin. Great day, amazing humans. Yes, we're back with another episode of Thriving Thursdays. I so love these episodes because I get to share them with my great, great, great friend, Gabriella Mamone.
You know, what's funny is obviously we're in two different homes right now, but I could feel you using your hands when you said my Italian name. I love it. I love it.
So Gabby, you know, you always turn the tables, you always control the cards on the tables by asking me a question. And I know very personally something that you've been going through with COVID-19 that I recognize needs to be shared, because I truly believe there are many others that have have gone through a very similar situation as yourself. So Gabby, how has COVID-19 been for you?
Mm-hmm. Thank you for asking. COVID-19 has affected my family personally. I am saddened to say that both of my parents were tested positive for COVID-19 back in March, and my dad passed from it.
So sorry.
Thank you. And I'll tell you, you know, you and I, we share a lot of positive energy and we share a lot of optimism, and certainly that I am. So, you know, that's why my voice kind of took an octave down, because, you know, it's impacted my life. This is my new normal, navigating my life without my dad and seeing my mom so devastated. Myself, I'm shattered. I mean, my dad used to call me his best friend. And so it's been a heart-wrenching experience for us. And, you know, I'm happy to share some of it with you today, if you'd like.
And I appreciate that. And so tell me a little bit about the relationship with your dad.
My dad, you know, there are many kind people out in this world. And I'll tell you, my dad taught me the importance of kindness at a very, very young age. You know, I remember as a young girl, he would allow me to go on weekends and even some nights with him to his hair salon. He's a barber and hairdresser. And I would see him just being so kind. You know, there were kids that were crying that were afraid to get their haircuts, and he would make these funny faces and, you know, just really make them feel comfortable. And sometimes when the shop wasn't busy, he would be out in the hall and taking pictures for people with those, you know, the old fashioned cameras, not our phone cameras back then, you know, offering free drinks or offering directions. And he was just a really kind man and always had this demeanor where resilience comes from kindness. If you can be kind to yourself and you can be kind to others, then, you know, it will be easy to achieve anything. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, my dad, you know, that's a lesson that I learned early on. And he just loved his family and he loved his customers and he had the zest for life. Mm-hmm. He loved gardening. Mm-hmm. You know, he actually had this dream of growing the longest zucchini in the world.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And year after year, he would grow his zucchini seeds and he would do all kinds of contraptions to have them hanging long in his backyard and things like that. And he came really close. He was
Did he?
Yeah. The year that he last entered, I think the Guinness Book of World Records was 8 feet 4 inches. Yeah. And his was 8 feet 2 inches.
So, oh, wow.
So close. Yeah. But you know what? In his honor, we're replanting those seeds this year.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And so you talk about a lot of what your dad told me and your dad taught you. And you said something very profound to me one day, shortly after he had passed. And what was the one thing he didn't teach you?
So my dad taught me a lot of things, but one thing he didn't teach me was how to live without him.
Yeah. That's really profound.
Yeah. So I'm learning that now. Mm-hmm. And that's hard. Mm-hmm. That's really hard.
And I truly believe like our experiences are all here to teach us something, and you may not have figured that out yet, but I don't believe we get there without at least being aware of how we're unfolding. Mm-hmm. And so what has been unfolding in you since
What's been unfolding in me is really living his legacy, because, you know, he really was such a nice and kind man, and always looking for opportunities to help people, like creating opportunities. You know, it's more than just opening up a door for someone. It's just, you know, reaching out to someone that he hasn't talked to in years, saying, how you doing? How you really doing? You know, and whatever their answer is, he will build on that. And if they say, you know, I'm doing this, you know, whatever, I'm trying to grow tomatoes and I can't, he's like, I'll help you. I'll come over tomorrow and let's do it together. And he's just, he created opportunities. And so that is something that's translated profoundly in my life, is really living his legacy and making conscious efforts to perform acts of kindness, even as small or as large as they are.
And has the meaning of COVID-19 and this pandemic that we're in, has that changed for you? Like, do you have a different perspective of perhaps you did when we were first inflicted with it?
Yeah. You know, I think once you're really affected personally with a family member, I think it changes you. You know, I admit I get frustrated when I see people that aren't following the rules directed by health professionals and government officials. I get frustrated when people aren't following the social distancing rules, or pardon me, the physical distancing rules, and just maybe not caring as much. But I also feel that that could just be because they haven't been affected. We see it on the news. We hear about it. But until you really are in the situation of, you know, having a family member in the hospital and constantly trying to call, and over again, the phone lines are busy because everybody else is calling their loved ones and you can't get through. But that's your only lifeline to say, how's my daddy doing? It's heart-wrenching because under normal circumstances, when someone you love is in ICU, you would be there in the hospital with them. But I couldn't. I couldn't. And, you know, I didn't want him to feel like he was alone. But he was. You know, he had beautiful nurses and doctors taking care of him, and they did a wonderful job. And hats off to all the healthcare workers and those that work in the hospitals, because they certainly took care of him and all the patients. But at the end of the day, I wasn't there physically. And that was heart-wrenching for me. And alongside of that, my mom also had COVID as well. Now, she was recovering at home because she didn't need a respirator. He did. But I couldn't also go see her. I'm a mom of two kids with a vulnerable health condition. I couldn't expose myself. But how could I not be with my mom also to console her with what was happening with my father? She didn't even have enough energy to bend down and pick up the groceries or the food that I had left her on her front porch. Like, that's how sick she was, coughing, lethargy, diarrhea. It was awful. And it changed us. It changed us tremendously. Yeah.
And I know you talk about this change, but if I could, and just as a parting message, it hasn't changed the essence of who you are. And so from that very essence, from the pain that you're still unpacking, from this experience that maybe doesn't quite make sense, what is a message that you can leave for anyone that's listening to this that might have either already gone through something similar, or you want to just prepare in case it by chance they're met with it?
COVID-19 does not discriminate. Anyone can get it. Certainly some are more vulnerable, but anyone can get it. My dad had no underlying health conditions, and he was a very healthy man. But anyone can get it. And so, you know, take it seriously, follow the rules, but not be paranoid about it either. You know, we still have to live. We still have to be positive. And we reaching out to those that need assistance is really important. You know who you are for those that reached out to me in my time of sorrow and just said, Gabby, I'm going to the grocery store. Can I pick you up some milk for the kids? That was really helpful. You know, instead of saying, let me know what you need, it was hard for me to ask for help. but it's okay to ask for help. And in hindsight, you know, when I started to, it made it easier. Yeah. So ask for help, you know, cherish the memories and take the rules seriously.
Love that. And, you know, this episode will be in loving memory of your dad. And if you can definitely let us know his name, because names are important.
Thank you very much. That's very nice. Thank you.
We love you.
Thank you. I love you too. And thank you for this episode. It was quite cathartic, actually. And my dad's looking down. And I remember, I think the first day he met you was at the fundraiser that I did. So he's very happy that our relationship has grown. And here we are talking about him. That's just beautiful.
I love it. Hey, Daddy. And for everyone, Daddy is name?
His name is Concezio. Right? It's all in the name.
And what does his name mean? Do you know?
You know what? Actually, there's a saint named Concetta in Italian. So he was the male version derived from that name. And many people have pronounced it different ways. But at the end of the day, you know, he's my dad. And I think it means like to conceive a child, Concezio, like bringing a child into the world.
And he has conceived a very beautiful child in you.
Thank you.
So ladies, gentlemen, humans listening, Gabby and I love you. We ask you to be safe. We're not yet at the end of the road. This is a long road, but we do know that the best way to traverse it is with a lot of kindness.
Yeah.
Thank you, Gabby.
Thank you for this episode. Yes. Thank you all.
And to everyone listening, this is where we say we're out.
Bye-bye.
So there you have it. I hope you're thriving and thoroughly enjoyed this episode. And remember, whatever medium you are listening to this on, please subscribe, like, review, and share this podcast with somebody else that you think could benefit from the tips that were delivered. Because when we share, that is truly when we have the capacity and the power to change the world. It's been awesome hanging with you. It's your girl, and I'm out.